Same as it ever was.
Didn't I say that? What?
Howist, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 21 of the Dunna Say That What podcast. This week, sponsored by Phil Barnett, the only boxer with a cauliflower arse. Joining me as always, he's not full of corn, but he's a bit cornish. Currently disgraced former producer Toby Sharing. His foreskin is always in neutral. Producer Wayne Ventura, aka Spicy Big
not.
Taste, aka Spicy Big Tit, aka Spicy Big Chest, and the inflexible Rob Boyles.
Spicy
Hello.
Big Chest.
I can't remember how we added that bit on.
I am empty of corn. I emptied myself just before.
Counted the bits. I've got a Mr. Blobby in reverse.
I'm wondering whether you ate like some fucking patchouli or something. It was you that I could smell when I walked in from downstairs.
I certainly didn't eat any patchouli. I've been on holiday. My diet's been terrible.
When you're at home, your diet is terrible.
More terrible. Terrible-er.
That's French.
Isn't that the triangular chocolate?
Oh, oui.
What the fuck's going on?
Right then, time for some sly news. Another bumper edition.
Bumper. Rob gave us one because he's been a locksmith today. Busy day.
It's a good joke, though.
I didn't read it. I just copied it.
We'll be the judge of that.
We'll be the judge of who reads it badly.
Yeah.
Man who complained to coffee shop that his coffee tasted like mud told, well, it was growing this morning.
Hey.
Study finds that optician is the most jocular profession. Mr. Juan Ortu said, I love to joke with my patients. The cunnier, the better.
It turns out that sexually aroused walruses love Tupperware parties because they're always on the lookout for a tight seal.
Fuck's sake. After Lizzo's recent outbursts, even the most woke leftists have to admit that she's fattest.
TV's Roy Walker was left frustrated this week after an extension on his house was recently done, but in the wrong place. He told the builders, it's good, but it's not right, and I'm dead. He is, isn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Let's Google it.
That's the way I kill him.
We're going to pause.
It's just like live, bit of live wiki.
I'm sure Roy Walker died.
I don't know.
He might well have
I'm
done.
I'm not entirely sure.
I feel like I'd have mourned a bit more if he had.
No, still going.
Good man.
He is 83 years old.
Sorry, Roy.
Next week.
It might have been Che, because I was on about.
Che,
his
is
wife
dead.
Died oh, in 1989.
Oh. And not remarried.
No, she didn't mean it. Right.
Loyal to the core.
Married to the ground. she was ground this morning.
In a
friend to me, Dan.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, we had to do some live Googling.
Get on with it then.
In response to Jersey Boys, the DSTW American football jersey business, David Smythe has launched the equivalent association football shirts. Expect to see Diggler's Beckham Bowers on eBay soon.
I'd even fucked it up on the order. I was reading my own. Jonjo Shelvey is the latest player to move to the Saudi League, signing a 2-year deal with Al Ubaidah, fuck's sake.
Dolphin couple featured on Crispy Ackham's new show discussed how they got together. Daddy Olfin confirmed that they met at school and just clicked.
NASA launches new mission to say sorry to extraterrestrial life forms for polluting space. Its code name is Apollo G.
Mr. Diggler Smythe has been up to his old antics. Police were called to an unarmed Telford church after reports of a naked man causing havoc in the rectory. After a lengthy pursuit, police eventually caught him by the organ.
It's good that the church was unarmed. That is what it says.
It is.
It does say that. Yes.
They didn't have any guns.
Top Queer magazine article suggests that having anal sex is like getting your first car. You don't really want it, but your dad gives it you anyway.
Chris Pack.
Oh, yeah, it is you.
Fucking
hang
hell.
On, hang on, whoa.
Fuck.
I got the order all wrong. You'll have to do this one.
For Sweden, Wim. Pseudonym news now. Turns out the local weirdo Phil Barnett is actually named Gubbitcher.
Gabe Oitutcher.
Chris Packham left annoyed by incontinence hotline after being asked if he could hold.
Michael J. Fox said this week that anyone making jokes about Michael Parkinson's demise is on very shaky ground.
I'm glad someone in there.
Rip.
Very good. I just about saved the order in, otherwise we would have been reading
that. That was all
jokes.
Over the shop. I was reading one and it was all moving. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
Which one was your very good one, Rob?
The Roy Walker one.
If
Roy
you have
Walker.
To ask.
Roy Walker. That's how he knew he wasn't dead.
Is that your cat?
That's a cat. See that cat?
Yeah, because when there's dead celebrities, it's more that they're hung around long enough to find out that Hugh Edwards. The Unarmed Church.
Who wrote that?
It should be unnamed.
I was just thinking that it was a pistoled apostle.
Ah, very good.
That was why I couldn't read Gay Boy Touch It.
Hear you. Get away from me and my top 10. You cunts.
This year's top joke of the Fringe was announced this week by comedian Lorna Rose Treen, who quipped, "I started dating a zookeeper, but it turned out he was a cheater." Obviously,
that was the top joke of the Fringe.
That's the top joke of the Fringe.
Okay, now it must be the bad year.
So, I
get us on retainer. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I think we wrote some better stuff in Sly News every week, but on that. With that in mind, I just wanted to get you guys to determine the power ranking for some famous fringes.
See, I'd already go. I thought you were genuinely doing something about Edinburgh top fringe. And then I've got an article to then talk about actual fringes.
No, we're on the same wavelength.
Fucker. I might have spoilt this for you, Dan.
Well, no.
Sienna Miller.
No, she's not on there. Fuck her.
Yeah.
Zoe Deschanel.
She's not on it either.
Are we talking head fringe or minge fringe?
You decide.
That's a feature for a later date.
Skunk and Nancy.
She's the same top and bottom.
The drapes match the curtains.
Tita B.
So we're going to kick it off with Hermione Granger, Emma Watson. She's your first one. What I really should have done was just give you the list and then you decide what order they go in. Should we bring that up?
No, I like this as a feature. We've got...
six.
Yeah, no, she's movable. She's number one at the minute.
Yeah. I'll add them into it.
Emma Watts it.
Emma Watts it. Paramore's Hayley Williams.
Two redheads so far.
Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, top fringe. Yes.
Maisie Adam.
Bad Chelsea cut.
Liam Gallagher.
Finally someone I'd fuck.
late 90s Beckham. Curtains.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jim Carrey playing Lloyd Christmas. Leonard Nimoy as Spock in War Trek.
Leno.
Jay Leno.
He hasn't got a fringe. Lord Farquhar. and finally, Zac Efron. Who's your top fringe?
Claudia Winkleman.
Winkleman.
Yeah, you can barely see her eyes. Absolutely. Does she have eyes?
I don't think she does. And if she does, they're serial killer's eyes, so they're the same colour as a fringe.
If she does have eyes and a fringe is in it, she has got constant eye infections, surely.
I don't know. Not a problem for you, is it, Nick?
What, Claudia Winkleman's eye infections?
No, I meant your receding hairline getting in your eyes.
No, this is true.
Bit harsh.
Gabrielle seems like a glaring omission from this list.
See ya.
It's a bit of a curveball. Yeah, you can't. She can't see you.
She
can't
see,
can see you, though.
A depth perception's crap there.
She can't play on an Oculus.
That's your eye darts.
Do you remember that bar fight game?
Yeah.
That was good for 20 minutes, wasn't it?
That was good till it made you
sick.
Isn't
that every Oculus game?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it has a lifespan of 20 minutes.
As came on holiday with us and stayed in the bag.
Yeah. It's had a nice day out, hasn't it? What a week off.
Arch bought one, and every time we pop over, travel, sit in the living room watching Arch play his Oculus, absolutely mesmerised, and then come in pissing himself laughing because Arch is just there fucking flailing about.
He's not my favourite Transformer, though.
Alfie bought an off-brand Transformer while we were on holiday, and I nicknamed it Spactimus Prime. Didn't catch on.
We need to see this.
Transphobe.
Second best Fringe.
Fuckwad's a pretty good one, isn't it?
Fuckwad. I did have Paul Foot in the list, but I then looked him up and he hasn't got a fringe. Like, you can see all of his forehead.
Yeah, but his hairline starts back here, so he does have a fringe for what is...
Yours is a little bit Paul Foot.
You can start fucking buying pics of me and wanking over him.
Probably Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey
there,
next.
Isn't he?
It's the same fringe, isn't it? It's Fuckwad.
Yeah.
By that token, Nimoy should be as well.
Yeah. Yeah. All with the darkest of dark hair as well.
Yeah.
Zac Efron. Is that in High School Musical, is it?
I don't know, Nick. Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to picture Zac
Efron. Because there's a new film that he's in. Or
yeah,
filming
where
now,
he's
and
playing
that
one
is
of the Van
Erics. Hell of a fucking fringe.
What about his cock fringe? I reckon
I
he's...
I think he's bold.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Is this the era you're going for?
Yeah, yeah. Sweeping Efron.
Looks like Tig Notaro.
Simply the best. I'll put him at the top then.
Yeah, he definitely needs bumping up. Hayley Williams looks very inconsistent. It doesn't look like she really... maintains it all the time. She'll have it there sometimes, and then other times it's gone.
So you're saying you'd like to bottom Hayley Williams?
I think I just want to see some consistency from her if she wants to be in lists like this.
Late 90s Beckham. Beckham's had some iconic hair, hasn't he, over the years?
He has. I like the very thin mohawk that he was rocking for a bit, because that was...
About 2000, was
that
it?
Mixed with the soul patch? Am I just imagining that? Am I smashing him and Rio Ferdinand together?
Wasn't he told to shave the mohawk off as well?
Sven probably didn't like it.
Yeah. Sven didn't give a fuck. It's a Fergie thing, I reckon.
It's because Sven had the reverse haircut.
They're like the Legion of Doom.
Wanted to get a tall grip
one
on
hair,
it.
One hair, full head of hair between them. Well, you can say you wanted to get a toad grip on it. Yeah. Sorry, Dan, I interrupted a good joke there. Worth it.
Beckham's definitely going to be higher.
Maisie Adams, she's a comedian. She's
got a Chelsea cut.
She's on the telly at the minute.
She's got fringe and long hair at the back, and the rest of it is all tightly cropped.
Dan told us he saw it. Never mind the Buzzcocks.
I didn't.
He did, yeah. Voiding his NDA he signed. We'll get it out of him.
Okay.
No. Very.
It's very
like
up with pop culture.
Skinhead kind of.
Yeah. It is pretty good fringe, to be fair. I think she.
Leave her where she is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because Liam's fucking Barnett is always on point.
Oh, no,
Winkleman does not get displaced here.
How are you top, Dan?
Because I'm rocking a quiff these days.
He's got his lover boy hair
going on.
Tintin. I'm like a Like a commode.
People shit at me.
People in hospital use me to empty their bowels.
Is it because you always got a dog with you and makes you look a bit snowy?
Right. There it is.
That's the order. Yeah, that's all right.
Wincoming
Farquhar.
Carey, Nimoy, Watson, Efron, Adam, Gallagher, Beckham, Williams.
Yeah.
Wow. The Efron one from that new film.
Yeah. Chunk, isn't he? Is he Kevin Von Erich? I think he's playing in it. Tragic story, the Von Erich family.
Just the...
Kevin was the oldest of six brothers, and now he's not a brother.
Because they were the trapeze family from Batman Forever.
The flying Von Erichs.
Fritz, I think he's playing.
Joseph. Okay.
But he's used to the bottom. Put him there. He's used to the basement.
He's not. He lived above.
That's a good point.
He just went down there to sow his oats in his sown oats.
He was curdling his oats. That's what happens when you mix the same things together. No, that's the opposite, isn't it? They don't curdle.
He made the most pure line of humans ever.
The most pure line of porridge.
Take them to Crufts, they're winning awards.
Yeah, because they're just fucking tails.
There we go.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, the Iron Claw.
Trigger of the week.
Right then, boys, what's been pissing on your tits this week?
I've been on holiday.
You're bad then.
I've got three holiday related gripes. So the first one was the caravan that we stayed in, which had shit plumbing, and there was a hole in the bedroom floor, which I can only assume was as a consequence of the shit plumbing. Someone bored a piss hole into the bedroom.
Are you saying
floor.
That the plumbing was poor, or someone had left a really bad plum in?
No,
the caravan.
The plumbing was poor.
Gotcha.
I'm also slating the rude bitch in Fat Willy's that put me off the brand for life. So. She didn't work there. She was just shopping there. I thought, if you're the sort of cunt that's going to wear this, I don't want to wear it. But also Fat Willy's for not cutting the AWD tags out of their garments, which I know for a fact are about $2.99 an item, and they're shilling them out for 40 quid. So just cut the tags out. We all know it's going on, but you don't need to be so blatant
yeah,
about
just
it.
Rub our noses in it.
So yeah, that's
but she was bitching. Huh? This fat woman.
No, rude bitch.
You said rude bitching. I mean, that's a cool term. No. She was gripping it and ripping it.
She was a total cunt.
Which is a bad term.
Have you been in the small fat woolly shack?
I've never been down there, no.
So it's tiny. It's smaller than the studio.
Was she taking up all of the...
She wasn't fat. Rob added fat.
Oh, okay.
But I was... taking up a little corner or immediate.
A reasonably sized corner of the shop.
And she wanted to get to an item of clothing that was next to where I was. So rather than ask me if I could move, she just like barged across me and grabbed something off the rails. And then it turns out I was stood in front of the mirror. So rather than again ask me if I could move, she just barged me out. She went, "Oh, there's a mirror here," and just barged me out the way. And I said, "Manners cost nothing," and her husband laughed at me. So I offered to chin them both.
And he laughed at you, not with you.
Oh, he might have been with me, I don't know. I was seething at this point.
Should have made a point that I've been hiding the mirror so it doesn't fucking break after your face, you horrible cow.
So yeah, that was...
You should have said they sell knickers here if you want to keep your ankles warm enough. You fucking hooer.
Yes.
Jim approves. So he does.
So he does. Yeah. That's all my negativity at the way, anyway, if anyone's got anything else.
The performance of England women on Sunday.
Bottle jobs.
World Cup final. Yeah. Piss port.
almost justifying the sexist views of many people on the internet.
Lads.
They were piss poor, though, weren't they?
Yeah, dreadful.
Probably England in a final.
I've been hearing so much hype about them, I thought I'd best watch this game. And then, obviously, Shamina Begum wasn't there. And they lose. So, make of that what you want. You know who the catalyst of that team is.
Ultimately, there's a reason she hasn't got a citizenship. If she'd have won the World Cup, she'd have had it back.
Not necessarily, not with this Tory government.
That's true. Mm. Any more slates? Tory government?
Tory government, always.
I got a rate.
Yeah.
Partly what I'm rocking today, so I'm rating.
Gimp's mask.
With condom on a flaccid penis.
Oh, it's not flaccid. Tie dye. Because
you've. From you saying tidy in a really broad black country accent.
I'm a messy cunt when I'm eating, so
the best way to disguise
exactly
being
that,
a mucky pup.
I'm able to save white shirts from that are destined to only be worn around the house by adding more colour stains to them.
But really, though, that particular one that you're wearing now is only effective if you're eating custard or brushing
your
teeth.
Or like a lemon tart or something.
I've already stained the T-shirt. So I then add more colour to it.
It looks like it's
accidental.
We're leaving semen unwashed.
On towels that Nick uses.
Nick Alendro's face on.
Joke's on Nick isn't it?
Does semen come out of dog hair, though?
Don't know.
Let's put WD-40 on them.
Came out of your face.
It's a few weeks old here, and I think we missed this during our little sabbatical earlier in the series. But Coots shut in Nigel Farage's bank account. Got reminded of it today. Just popped into my head, and I was like, that's a rate. That was funny.
So you're not allowed a bank account because you're a cunt.
Yeah, and you haven't got enough money to work.
Wasn't that he's a cunt. He's not a rich enough cunt.
Yeah.
You can be a cunt as long as you've got 3 million quid in your account.
It's just resting.
Also, I wouldn't have thought he'd like an account with him on as a title like. Oh, it's a T. Oh.
A bank account, not we won't bank a cunt.
Very topical, though, Rob. Thanks.
Yeah.
Any more rates?
Octopus Energy. Because they finally got my car to me after many appeals.
Is it the same cunts that sell gas and electricity that are doing your car?
They've got a car line, haven't they? Like that's their fucking side hustle. And it is a hustle.
That's the cash cow. It's the golden goose.
No, I didn't go for that one. They're out in his hands.
Hey!
That's the only car control you get.
It's a red one.
It was red.
It was a red one. That's the only reason I know.
So, I'm rating that me and Nick were sat here just waiting for you boys to arrive, and I hear Kev pull up in his Tesla by this sound. Go on, Nick. As it's blaring out of the front bumper of his car.
The first thing I did the first day I got it was get the USB stick out of the car, put that on it. The first job. And do you not want to put like all the sort of like it like bits for like, because they literally just send you two areas in the front which are just empty, they've got no storage, like trays or anything. And I ordered all them, got them ready to put in. So you're not going to put all them in? I'm like, no, I need to do this first.
Priority.
Bonjour. Get it on.
Incredible.
And that fucking Skrillex mix for the light show.
Oh, yeah.
That was the other thing. That was the next thing I'll put on. So we'll play that at 11 o'clock when we leave here tonight.
Yeah. And Anne don't live opposite anymore because she's dead, but our gran's deaf, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was farting at me when I got out of my car and walked around. Very funny. Tickled me all the way in.
You walked past me having a shit as well, so you'd have heard a similar noise when you got in the building.
Well, I just came around and all I could smell was fucking apothecary. It was magic.
Yes, my ass is a chemist.
Chemist's worst nightmare.
Chemistry set.
Show us your plug hole. time for the plug hole. What would you like to plug this week?
Just straight off the bat, I'm going to plug next week's episode because the voice of the plug hole drop is joining us for a car journey down to London.
He doesn't know he's going to be on the episode yet either, does he? So when he listens to this,
hi Dan. Potentially. One night this week while he's on nights, he'll find out that he's
been booked.
If you could write some jokes for Sly News, Dan, that'd be great.
Please.
Preferably readable.
Mail me out.
Every week. If you could just write some every week for us, that'd be great.
Is it at Wembley?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that anywhere near Battersea Dogs Home?
No.
It's close enough. Pop a visit in. Pop a boner in.
Nick seems sorry, more obsessed by dogs now than me. So.
It's because he knows that they're easy. It's because he now knows that they'll fuck a thick boy.
That one's dead, so. Long dead.
William Baskerville, call me bro. Miss him.
What about Dan Strood?
Ah, fuck him.
Call me Dan Strood.
Let's get it. Let's get it on.
Commandant Lestrude.
Commandant Lestrude.
Let's fucking undercard Barnett Barnes. Yeah. We'll have Lestrude Baskerville.
And the build for Barnett Barnes is what now? 5 years?
Yeah.
Strong, in the making. Strong. Yeah, yeah.
They're but both retired
Fury
twice.
Joshua.
We no longer have access to a ring either.
Like the dog with you.
Yeah, I'm growing up now. Not letting the dog push me around.
When I was young, it was okay to get raped by dogs. Now I'm a grown man. It just feels inappropriate somehow.
It's not right. Never. It was attempted. It wasn't. Like Mason Greenwood.
No smoke without fire.
Plugs?
Any others, boys?
No, nothing from me.
Well, I think we can all agree that the best part of the Star Wars saga is the band in the cantina.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to know more about their musical chops, then visit perfectjizz.com. You might have to put some research into that one. You're welcome.
Click on it.
What was that? You're welcome or you will come?
Depends what you click on. Neil or no Neil, gentlemen.
Football's back on.
Yeah, but it was sadly the knob have still ruled that we cannot begin playing for fear of reprise.
You're just making this up now.
No, this is genuine. This is a conversation.
No, it's sounding like you're making this up.
No,
there this, and then, just then.
This is not on the fly, I promise you. Ever since that video was recorded of aforementioned Neil, we won't go into which one it is, but he does control ground in our native county.
Of Shropshire.
They are concerned that there's going to be some backlash from his supporters.
The ultras.
So yeah, they don't want that noise. So instead, we'll just do a rundown of the league table just to remind people of where we are until the heat dies down and then play can resume. So currently top of the table is Nick with no played and no points. I'm second with the same record. Dan is third with one played and one dubious point because of his cheating by having Neil in his phone under the name Neil. Alleged. That's another reason that the league has been suspended. And Kev is bottom with one played and no point, thanks to Neil at Shropshire Ground Control. Come at me, bro.
So as far as the knob are concerned, there's only four sanctioned players that are registered to play in this league. We're all under investigation. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I am. I'm on board. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We could get somebody registered for Dan Vaughan weekend
Sunday
fixture.
Yeah, and he's got. Yeah,
yeah. He's cup tied though.
That's okay. It's
he played for Williams and another team last Sunday or something.
Good Bowen.
Good old Danny. Played for the Wellington Muslims again at the Buckshead.
Danny Vaughan in goal. One cap.
Yeah, you get Dan Vaughan on that on Sunday on the way to. Yeah, probably better on the way to Wembley than on the way back from. I think Neil will be too happy.
Half past 11.
The one on the way back will be a lot more fun, but probably only for us.
Can we change this? It's on the way to Tapori and then Wembley.
We're not sure where the call may be made.
Okay, so it might be Sans Tapori.
Is that his full name?
Good. Watch his space.
That's what he's doing at the minute before he presses it.
Time for some other shite, another bumper section. That's what we like to see.
Me first. It's an image from, is it Porn Stars?
Porn Stars, yeah. Click on it.
Me. Hi, yes, I was hoping to get some energy from this. And the response is from Coffee. And the best I can do is poop. And the next one's from Instagram, The Kurga Bing. Follow it. Why the fuck is it called the restroom? I'm fighting for my life in here. They always have things about shitting on the floor in Cougar Bing and everything's got cum in it. I saw this about an hour before we recorded.
Yeah, this was me. So I wonder who was the first person to look at a beehive and think, those bastards are hiding something delicious in there and I know it. Me as well. So here we've got four photos of Jennifer Lawrence that will make you say, wait, that's not Jennifer Lawrence. That's NWA World Heavyweight Champion and Fox News contributor Tyrus.
He looks like someone I know.
Fuck off.
Some thick boy.
Used to, anyway.
Gets bum by dogs.
That's the new horn for the podcast.
You can do the drops live now.
I think we've had this one before, but it doesn't matter if we have. It's an oldie and a goodie. Did you know that Bob the Builder and Jack the Ripper have the same middle name? Interesting fact, Gary Newman is actually 13 days older than Gary Oldman. Picture of Nick's penis as a chili.
Chili!
Is that what they call a bell pepper?
Hey. Good. I knew this popped up on my Facebook. I knew you were farming some other shite.
So in the Horsehay and Dosley residents Facebook page, someone who I won't use their name, I'll just call them Deborah Louise Ingram, posted Scrapman available to pick up chrome radiator.
Missing the H.
Yeah. Like steps. So I said, that's good of him. Does he pick up anything else? It's a joke because she hasn't asked it as a question. She stated that he picks up chrome radiators. And then she came back to me to say, I'm not too sure. I think it's just metal.
So this is how to write hello in Mandarin.
I'm speaking fucking English, asshole. It's a story for later.
So there's a dead leopard found on the 646, but it turned out to be. And this is like an article. We didn't know Dan Vaughan worked for Metro News, but this headline was the massive sort of La Reveal Magnifico. It's, the headline is Dead Leopard on the A646 turned out to be, in brackets, some tarts coat.
This is just Dan's decided if you can't beat him, join him after he was in the paper.
Also, Dead Leopard. He only needs a jacket with one arm.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, well, I saw this.
It's the new Krispy Kreme advert.
Don't inhale them.
Oh, my goodness.
See the battle scars on it.
Fucking hell.
So this is kind of where we're at with this Saudi league now. So Fabinho played well in a game, and he was walking out the players' tunnel at the end of the game, and one of the people watching him, excuse the pun, gave him a Rolex. He's like, oh, well played today, here's a Rolex, which must make a nice change from Anfield, where he probably had his watch stolen after every game. So he's probably watching
the odd handshake, sleight of hand trick, unbuckled it, away he goes.
I think we've covered it. If you like your Drake memes, keep your eyes on the Dunno What socials. Lizzo and a backup dancer enjoying a team building exercise. 2023 colorized. Again, in tune to our pages for that.
So here we have a photo of Pamela Anderson and Pamela without a son. Wonderful.
Fantastic. That's it.
That's it.
There we go. Short.
Nice.
Short episode this week.
Saving it up.
Just efficient.
Absolute for fucking the waffle that's going to happen on Sunday.
Right then, let's pack it up and fuck off.
Yeah, so.
See you at Tapori at the weekend.
Enjoy, motherfuckers.
That's not meant to have happened yet.
Okay.
Don't I say that what?
Don't use that phrase a lot in the bedroom.
No, with them condoms, saying it. Tried them yet. Mainly sharing condoms.
who gets first go on it?
Obviously me. Nick likes using stuff that's covered in my cup.
It'd be too wide for Dan after I finish with it.
Like a fucking windsock.
Can't put an air where attack's been.
Brilliant.